Whether you're a pistachio purist who loves the experience of cracking them open, or you love the convenience of no-shell pistachios like myself, Wonderful Pistachios is the perfect healthy snack for when hunger strikes. And there are a bunch of tasty flavors to choose from too, like honey roasted, smoky barbecue, jalapeno lime, and more. Wonderful Pistachios is one of the highest protein nuts. Each 1 ounce serving has 6 grams of protein, giving you over 10% of your daily value. Visit WonderfulPistachios.com to learn more. This episode is brought to you by Progressive, where drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. Plus, auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Quote now at Progressive.com to see if you could save. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Thanks,
so you good?
Yeah.
TA. Go. He's out of bounds.
Oh, yeah.
Sorry.
Try, please. Watch the feet.
Oh,
watch the feet. Let's go, Osho.
Bro,
y'all ain't built like this at 54. They're locking him up. I'm in his head, boy. Come on, I play my game.
Put your old ass on the line.
I can't give you five right now. Woo!
We had to fight to get a meal, yeah. Wrongfully accused, we had to fight to get the pills. That's why we write to get a deal. He on the team, he gotta eat, you know. Despite the skills, fact. Keep it riding for the fam, you gotta light the wooden wheel straight up. But in the past bad, work up in the trash bag. I'll pass a lie to take the test before I pass class.
Yeah,
and my family needed bread, I had to come correct. That's why I keep airing it out like I just passed gas.
I am athlete parlay. We've been hot, 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 hot.
These are guaranteed wins.
I'm gonna take Arizona over San Fran.
Whoa.
It's all about matchup, understanding who's playing against who. It's a game of chess.
The NBA playoffs are here. The play-in tournament, which means it's big business, all right? Download DraftKings Sportsbook. New users, you bet $5, you instantly get 150 in new bets. So much action. If the sports book isn't live in your city, in your state, you can always participate in the fantasy contest. Every day, millions of dollars given away throughout the season. So go ahead and download the app. Use promo code ATHLETE. DraftKings Sportsbook, the official partner of the NBA. DraftKings.com is the sports book. I Am Athlete is the platform. Parlay, I Am Athlete all day. Promo code ATHLETE. Let's get it.
Listen, we got two special guests today. They were phenomenal, phenomenal football players in college. Usually for most, the transition into the NFL, it takes some time. But year one, both of them in their respective crafts hit the ground running and they ain't missed a motherfucking beat. I'm gonna leave it at that. You can do the rest of your homework yourself because they great at what they do. Jalen, the Penguin, Waddle, and we got the other kid, from the, yeah, clap from the dog, man. Yeah. Yeah. At the boot, I said it right?
Yeah.
Yeah, at the boot, we got Jamal Gritty Chase. The numbers speak for itself, so we're gonna get the show going.
Both of these guys set rookie records. Rookie records.
Rookie.
We're not even talking about them breaking your records.
Right. Rookie.
But, 104 receptions, set a rookie record. 1,455 yards, set a rookie record. And then, not on top of that, what you did in the playoffs, which a lot of people don't get that kind of success in their first season going to the Super Bowl. When was your Super Bowl trip?
What Super Bowl?
I'm just...
My Super Bowl? Playing Madden? Playing Madden. Though, the thing which it has to, not just their skill set, but the colleges that they play for, and having players that young already NFL ready, there's a huge learning curve in transition from being a senior or junior, whenever you come out, to get into the NFL and being able to adjust. And the fact that these motherfuckers was able to adjust off the back like that, you know, and I'm speaking from a point of almost jealousy in a sense, because God damn, what took you so long?
But hold on, he didn't even play a whole year though. He set out a whole year.
And still
did the numbers that he did, man. That speaks a lot of hard work and dedication. But thank y'all for coming, bro. First, let's get into how is it now, though? Yeah. You know, yeah, the real life now. I know what college was like, but right now, y'all are the guys, bro. You had a chance to go to the Super Bowl. You just really brung everybody hope in Miami. What is it like now? How's the DMs? Is it crazy now?
I ain't gonna lie, everyday life, I've been here, you know, for almost a year, but this is my first time actually, enjoying Miami, you know? Yeah. I've been here working until then, so the off season, I haven't had 3 months or 2 months off since high school, probably just not doing nothing, I feel like. But everyday life is just regular. I mean, Miami just, you see players here throughout the whole year just come and chill, so I feel like Miami just where everything be at, for real.
Yeah. I mean, for me, it was fun, you know what I'm saying? Everything going on is lit, to be honest. Made it to the Super Bowl, you know what I'm saying? I came out here to HOA, get that work in. Meet some people, connect, you know what I'm saying? So it's a good experience. You know, I got to meet with Juice, finally got to work out with him. So, you know, a couple of receivers I want to meet. I want to finally start working out with those guys. So I know Miami to be the place to, you know, everybody work out with the receivers. So that's where I want
to
be at.
Why is that important? Why is it important to work out with guys that you've probably looked up to going back to your LSU career? I know you... Alabama, you were on a roster with, what, 6 first-round wide receivers? So why is it important to get that mentorship?
Yeah, for me, I just want to, you know, pick their brain, see what they thinking. You know what I'm saying? Every receiver is different, you know? So they got shifty, they got big receivers, they got small receivers, quick receivers, you know what I'm saying? Everybody got their different type of game. So, you know, when you... meeting new people, you want to figure out how they play their game. When you're watching them work out, you see how good they are in person. So that's when you get to ask questions. That's when you get to, you know, put some of your game in their game and you're just taking everything. That's when you're getting better around everybody. So, you know, that's what I want to be, you know, be great, get better, develop my game.
You think they had, you played with Tua at Alabama too, right?
Fact.
You think y'all success making it, that transition into the NFL, had something to do with you also having the same quarterback in college?
I think it make it easier, that you're already through it with someone before.
Right.
I feel just the repetition. It's kind of riding a bike, just going back.
Know how the ball coming
off. You know how it's going to come, you know what he's thinking. So I feel like it is definitely easier. I think it's an advantage for sure.
I mean, you took it right off the bat. Honestly, you know, I came in, met Joe 2 years, and then my third year, we finally really connected, you know what I'm saying? So it's cool having that experience, you know what I'm saying? You don't really get to see it a lot, so it was an easy adjustment.
AJ, coming from the SEC ball playing with Saban, how much is that so much close of what you're doing now? How he's preparing you guys to compare to right now? Is it real similar? Is it different? Because it seems like you guys from Alabama is a little bit step. And same thing with the receivers from LSU. You know, you can go down the line. We'll ask that question later about how many of the greats done came out. But I'm just trying to figure out, what is the sauce in there, man?
It's the program. The program it teaches you so much, not just football, but in life. For program, that's hard. Every day is something. And it's competing against the best, you know, every day, not just the best on the other side, but best in the room. I'm in the room with Rugg, Smitty, Jew, and I think we them guys. And it's not a bad competition. It's who gonna make that play at practice? I'm gonna be who gonna do this? Who gonna do this? Then we got DBs on the other side. We got Diggs. We got Pat. We got all these guys that think they them guys. So it just bring out the best of you. So when you go to the NFL, when them guys really is everywhere on the field, it's the same all day. So I think that's what That's what it is.
What is the competition level? I mean, we all know the SEC is the big dog of college football. At least y'all want, you know, back in my day, the Canes and FSU used to be Alabama.
It was the Big East back then, bro.
Oh, I don't know if it was the Big East. It was
the Big East back then, bro.
What was it?
It was the Big East, I'm telling you.
It was just the Canes. Oh, come on. Ain't nobody talking about West Virginia.
Virginia Tech.
Yeah. But when you get to the NFL, what's it like, that competition level? Is it similar to what you see at Alabama and LSU?
I think so. It'd be physical out there. It's just a physical game. You're going against the best, especially when you match up against LSU. We know they're going to bring their best game. We got to bring our best game. Mm-hmm. So it's best on best. And a lot of the guys you play against in LSU, you're going to see in the next level, right, all their guys. So, I mean, a lot of that shit.
Nah, physical standpoint, definitely it, dude. That's all it was in college, especially SEC. But back, I feel like not in the league, I don't know. I mean, this is my first year, but like you said, and Joe was my quarterback, everything came out. I felt like that was a smooth transition for me. I felt like I was back in college, to be honest. Everything just worked out.
So we got into the smooth transition, but your start wasn't as smooth. That training camp where you were dropping the balls,
mm-hmm.
what was the issue?
I don't know. Shit, I'm looking at my hands like, I don't know, man.
I had a radio show in Cincinnati with Solomon. Yeah. You know Solomon.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And I said, it just got to slow down for him.
Yeah.
The man ain't played football in a whole year.
Yeah.
Once the game slow down for him, he going to be cool. I end up bumping into him one night. I said, man, you remember what you told me now, man? You said you're going to break every goddamn record. I came here today, I said, man, goddamn, boy, you did goddamn everything you told me you was going to do.
Let me tell you why I'm such a big fan, though. When the passer was dropping, I remember sending a tweet out, that ain't going to take no time. Because obviously, you're taking the year off, it only takes so long before you get back in the rhythm. Mm-hmm. Bro, when he said, I'm going to break every record, and I already knew what time it was when he said it, because don't nobody talk like that going to the next level unless they really like that.
Yeah.
So I already knew what time it was. So when the record started being broken, people started tweeting, listen, man.
I think you was the last one that talked like that, though, Trap.
Yeah. I already knew what was going to happen.
You had the board.
I knew what was going to happen.
You checked them off. You hot sauced them.
See, this is a good question for the next generation wide receivers. Do you think that anybody can, y'all might be too young to even know what this man did in his prime.
No.
In his prime, he would have a board with every DB that he would face and check them off when he got off on them and talk all week about what he's gonna do. Could you do that in today's NFL?
I ain't gonna lie, I feel I don't know, social media probably wasn't as big probably back then.
Didn't even exist.
I feel like in our society, people, they ain't going to interpret that the same.
Right, yeah.
But still, what's the difference? What's the difference in him not even playing an NFL snap and saying what I'm going to do and then motherfucker going to do it? That's the same thing.
But you had some people that tried to.
You called people out.
It was a couple of people who tried to say something about that,
right,
too. Actually, the one lady who said something, I won't say no name, was the first lady who put the mic in his face when we won the playoff game. I said, ain't this some shit right here? This is the same lady who goes, da da da, you need to worry about winning the whole game with the Bengals or something. I'm like, you gotta be kidding me. She the first lady that he get to run to once we win the first playoff game.
I have
game.
No idea who you're talking about.
I won't even say no name. The name is he know who I'm talking about.
I know. Listen, when you can walk it and talk it,
yeah.
Walk it and talk it. They wanna, I hate using the word humble, but they want you to play the game quietly.
Yeah.
They want you to be humble. They want to dim your light. Man, God bless you with a certain gift. God bless you with a certain talent. Obviously, most of us aren't visible unless you market yourself. If the NFL ain't market you, you got to do it yourself.
The NFL not going to market you.
No, they not. But
just bringing it up.
Y'all don't know that yet.
Have fun with it.
I don't think y'all.
Yeah, have fun with it.
Have fun with it.
I don't know too much yet.
Have fun with it.
I don't know too much yet.
If you're not a quarterback, the NFL not going to market you.
No matter
how big or how good you are, if you're not a quarterback, the NFL. Look at Aaron Donald. Aaron Donald is the best defensive player, probably arguably top five player in the league right now. Do you see the NFL marketing him?
But what I'm saying, it's easier to market offense. You two, y'all can be market. Tell them, Chad. Maybe
you can. You can.
Maybe we need to have a one-on-one with Chad.
They on the way anyway, just off consistency alone. Yeah. Just from what y'all did this year and continue to build on that, man, listen, Cincinnati and Miami finna be in your hands like this for the long haul.
Yeah, for the long haul. Speaking of that, every man's dream is to go play in the Super Bowl.
Dang.
Everybody in Cincinnati probably want me to ask you this.
Yeah.
Tell me how that shit felt. Please tell. I know it had to be one of the best.
It was fun, honestly. Like, leading up to everything, it's buku BS going on, like interviews, all that other stuff. But the countdown is crazy, though. Like, stadium crazy. Walking in the day before, like, you really getting the chills and everything, like, the day before. That's how I was, you know what I'm saying? You know, we took the team pictures. That shit was just turnt. Like, it was unexplainable for me because my first championship I won was in college, you know what I'm saying? I really never made it to a championship in football. Then I got to the NFL, and Burrow put us on our back and we kept going.
What's it feel like when you don't cross that finish line, mm-hmm. the victor?
It hurt. I mean, that's something I put everything into. That's the reason why I'm playing football, you know what I'm saying? That's the 17 weeks I'm hurting for, you know what I'm saying? So when I didn't finish it, it hurt, you know what I'm saying? I can't show it too much. I'm going to show it, but you know what I'm saying? But it just hurt.
How long did it take you to get over it?
About 3 days. I mean, I enjoyed the process. I'm not going to dwell on it, you know what I'm saying? I'm young, like 21, that. Just turned 22, so I'm still living. I'm not going to be that hard on myself.
I remember going back to my younger years, Dan Marino, he made the championship in his early years, and he just thought he'd be there forever. He thought it would be automatic and never got back there.
I don't feel like that. I feel like I got a chance. I feel like I got multiple chances. Now that I got my same quarterback from college, you know what I'm saying? It happened before. It could happen again. So I got a couple chances.
Man. Very young.
And you see them changes, you know what I mean? Mike Brown made. Mike Brown opened that pocketbook for that
O-line. He just made it rain. Mike Brown just made it rain. Did you know that? What? He just made it rain. He's breaking the bank right now, bro.
Notoriously cheap, though.
Nah.
He broke the bank this year.
Nope. Last year on defense, we spent about $200 million.
And then next year, we're going to get Joe another $300 million. Then he'll be coming to get his $200 million. Mike going to spend his money.
We're going to give you $30 a year. I'm going to talk to Stephen Ross because he's cheap. That's a cheap.
He just spent the second most money in the offseason again.
Who?
Steven Ross.
On the left tackle?
What do you mean?
No, on the whole team. On
How are you saying
off-season.
That?
Huh? Yeah, I'm just, you know, I can say this. You can't say nothing.
Yeah. Who? They spent like $89 million guaranteed dollars. His new wide receiver teammate, Tyreek Hill.
Oh, okay.
Tyreek Hill, the left tackle. Now, Tyreek. Talked about
that could be deadly.
He wants a race.
Uh-huh.
He has to establish his dominance as the fastest man on the team. Are you open and willing to accept that challenge?
Look, I already knew this was coming. As soon as I seen it, I'm literally in the middle of workout. My trainer come like, man, y'all just got Tyreek Hill. I'm like, I'm running around the gym. I'm like, okay then, whatever. But boy, I think the next day I say, man, I know he's going to try to race. Let me get on these legs real quick. Hit the legs. I'm like, I already knew that was coming. Yeah, well, we for sure going to, I already know it's going to come. I don't know if it's going to be like in front of people or
he
flows.
The fastest I done seen in person or played against, and that's hard.
We got a running back, 23 miles per hour, too.
Oh, yeah.
Moister.
Yeah, y'all got a real track team now.
So I know he's going to get in on it, too. So it's going to be a track meet for sure. Nah, we for sure going to race. I already know.
How much do you think all of that speed is going to try to open up the offense for the team?
I ain't gonna lie, like, it's one thing you can't coach, like, speed, shit unmatched. You don't really got no answer for that. You can try to game plan for it, you can try to, ain't nothing like, it's going. So I feel like it's gonna open up everything from in the backfield, from the running game, passing game, play action. I'm excited, I'm excited. It's gonna be a learning experience, but I think it's gonna be fun.
Even though it's still early, I know Mike McDaniels is offensive-minded coach, right?
Yeah.
Have you had a chance to get any snippet or just a idea what the offense is going to be like, since I'm assuming it's going to be different this year?
I think you just look back at all the teams that he's been a part of. Yeah. Like, he was in Atlanta. He was with San Fran. Like, just go back and look at it. I feel like it's a system that's established and got had success. So right. Things gonna kind of complement, but you know, different weapons, different teams. So I feel like he's gonna add his own mix to it and try to work with what we got.
You had obviously an interesting. He had a honeymoon season. He went to the Super Bowl. I mean, does it get any better than that?
It wasn't a honeymoon. It wasn't a honeymoon if us, I won.
The hardest thing to
honeymoon
do.
Season I mean, is going home early.
One honeymoon so? Unless I won.
Huh? Honeymoon season is okay. When you get to go home okay. And you get paid all your listen, money. You don't have to put if in you no play, other hard work. Let me,
for people at home to get a better understanding of how difficult it is to be a rookie, to have a successful season, and be 70% of the reason why you went to the Super Bowl, that's a good percentage too. I like that, 70.
I think it's
play 85. Play Madden for 17 weeks on all Madden and see if you can make it.
You did it?
Hell no. And that's the point on how difficult it is. But I played what, 12 years, ain't sniffed the Super Bowl.
It's hard
Bowl,
to
win a playoff.
It's hard
count.
To win a playoff game.
Huh?
It's hard to win a playoff game. Better yet, a Super Bowl.
Okay, so if he didn't have a honeymoon season, I mean, things went right for him. From the time the regular season got there, this man, you know, they started
off
1-7.
Oh, but look how they ended though.
Oh, that's important too.
Yeah.
But the whole time your quarterback is under controversy because the head coach is trying to go get another quarterback.
Was it the head coach or was it the person that's sitting all the way at the top?
That's something as a player. That's something that's out of your control. You can't worry about that.
But you telling me the distractions don't impact you and
no,
your team?
No, it's still football.
We gotta get paid. I gotta do my job.
I think that's a media narrative that they
create,
where you think distractions bother you, man. When
really?
once you inside that building and your safe haven and that green grass between them lines, all that noise don't even matter.
He on the side right there.
Yeah. Hold on. So you telling me that y'all didn't have no conversations about Deshaun Watson as a team, and the month long pursuit. Of Deshaun Watson while Tua is there winning games for you.
So did we have a meeting?
No, y'all, obviously they had to address it in a meeting.
Yeah, hey guys, we ain't worrying about the Tua. I mean, we ain't worrying about the Deshaun Watson situation. Let's keep winning games. That's how the conversation go. What else do they got? They ain't gonna tell you nothing else.
Like, Chad said, like, I feel like it do be a media thing. Like, then this. Be on in the lunch room, you be like, so it really be a mirror thing. Once you go into that locker room, going down in practice field, it's business, all business. That's about it.
So nobody talking about it.
I mean, you probably talk about it in the locker room, going out. You know, you got your pad, you got your helmet. That's not a distraction. The media creates it when there are issues or there's arguments on the sideline. Or something goes on in the locker room, media, all right. Oh, a distraction, man. Don't care. Oh, I'm sorry. People don't care nothing about that. They don't care about it. As players, you know you have a job to do. Shit happens. We've been seeing it for who knows how long, and just media blows everything out of proportion. Everything, the smallest stuff. Tom Brady act a fool on the sideline, is showing passion. Goddamn receiver, act a fool on the sideline, goddamn.
He's crazy, yeah?
He's a distraction. It's a problem. No. It's football. It's passion behind it. It's like having sex.
When you see everything that happened with the team transpired in the offseason, obviously you thought the turnaround was probably going to save Brian Flores, and then it doesn't save Brian Flores, and then Brian Flores comes out with the lawsuit against the team, claiming racial discrimination against the league, racial discrimination against the Dolphins. What do you think as a player?
You know, me, I try to stay in the player's lane. Like, I try to let the higher-ups be the higher-ups, the coaches be the coaches, let the players be the players. So I try not to, like, really, like, get into what's going on up there or what they're doing at the end of the day. I'm going to go out there and play with the guys in the locker room, not the coaches, not the, you know, higher-ups. So I try to stay in the player's lane. Trust in the organization just like I trust in the coaches to do their job and try to do it as best they can. But that's just my take on it.
Hey, Jay, so we're going to flip that. So as a player, as a guy in the locker room that, you know, you create bonds with, you had a teammate that you used to play with that went through a tragic situation.
Henry. Have you reached out to him? Do you know how he's doing mentally? Have you just tried to show him any love, or y'all close, or anything?
Yeah, like that bond that I think all the receivers got in that room is like, I mean, that's just gonna be like forever, like brothers, all of them. Not even the ones you might not even like know about or hear. That room's kind of close, so you know. I mean, it's a tough situation, especially for a guy like that who really, you know,
it's good guy.
Good person,
yeah.
You know, good dude, and then out of all of us, you know, that'd be the person that you least expect something like that to happen to. But yeah, we definitely stay in contact. I know he got a legal situation, so I don't want to touch on it like live too much, because I don't know what, you know, what it's called. But yeah, I definitely, you know, he knows much love.
I respect that, man, because I had situations I went through, and I had a couple guys that, you know, stuck with me, and then I had a couple of them that really didn't give a fuck about me anyway. So, you know, I respect that, though. I respect that a lot.
Yeah, we stay in touch. Yeah. All of us stay in touch, but he knows love over him.
When it happens to a guy that you said you expected that from the least, what did it teach you about just how fragile everything is?
It seemed like it can happen to anybody.
Yeah.
You got your antennas up, right? Like, it's just eye-opening.
And I drive fast cars, too. And I got a demon. I've put it in lunch mode. And thank God I've been blessed. But, like, I don't wish on both ends. You know, you don't wish that on nobody. But
what is launch mode?
Is when you set the RPM up to a certain number, which is probably about 700. I think it's 750 in the demon. And when you let go, it take off.
On who? What's a demon?
Dodge demon.
No, like Hellcat?
You like them smart cars.
Your car outside.
Huh?
Your car outside.
He got Rolls Royce.
That's 1,000 miles. Yeah, that's fast. A smart car faster than that. I got a Hayabusa engine in there.
Wait a minute. The Rolls was him?
Yeah, the Rolls was him.
What Rolls? That's his. I don't drive them. Yeah. I don't drive double R.
Hold on, wait a minute.
Double R?
Who that?
Chaz. Wait a minute. Who with the double R? Who the double R?
Oh, no.
No, that's a
double R crew.
That's smart car. What you drove today?
The smart car.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I was about to say, we breaking script.
No, never breaking script.
I've never seen him drive. I've seen him in a smart car and a station wagon. And
minivan?
The minivan. Yeah, I'm sorry. That's not a station wagon, the minivan. Yeah, minivan. Yes. Like, I know he got it. I just know he ain't bringing it out.
Yeah.
He just claimed.
I want to know, off of the last two seasons y'all had, Chad, I'm going to start with you. How the hell do you bill off of that? We all have goals as a team, and we all have individual goals. So I'm trying to understand. Let me be, so people understand what the hell y'all did last year. Oh, this is crazy. Look at this.
It's crazy.
104.
He got all his name on everything on the board over there.
broke my f-ing records and shit, man.
How do you feel about that, Chad?
I was happy.
I know you happy.
Let me tell you what's happy. But when you already know how, think about records and Hall of Fame, you already know how I feel. Man, fuck them shit. But the fact that he said what he said before the season started, and he fucking walked it and talked it, or he talked it and walked it, either way you put it. Like, that was like, that shit. I ain't even know him personally like that, but the fact that he was able to come out and say some shit like that and then stand on that shit, that shit gave me chills.
But I think
you know how difficult that is?
I think you appreciate it more because he's talking it.
Yeah, and walking it. Instead of playing their game. Excuse me, you know what I mean? Instead of playing their game. I'm finna boot. Man, I'm finna come in here and wreck this shit. Dog.
You got it?
2021, 81 catches.
Crazy.
14, 55, and 13 TDs. Did I ever score 13 TDs?
I don't know.
Absolutely fucking not.
And drop some out there too.
Huh?
I'm supposed to have like 18.
Ooh.
Yeah, you're supposed to have about 18.
Talk nasty to me. Hey,
that's just facts.
Receiving yards in the game broke mine. It was 260. He 266 out there cutting up on the Chiefs. What are y'all doing? Receiving yards in the season, 1455. How do you bill on that? What are your goals for this upcoming season?
Honestly, I'm just
Shoot, I write goals a lot, you know what I'm saying, especially for football.
Yeah.
So my biggest goal this year probably just going to be, and not just this year, just going forward, probably just Triple Crown. You know what I'm saying? Because I can't top nothing else than what I did.
Yeah.
So I feel like Triple Crown is what it got to be. I ain't really even want to tell y'all that because now, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, but, look, but listen.
Triple Crown is out there. You got to do it now.
You got to explain. You got to explain to the people that's watching that don't know what the Triple Crown is, what the Triple Crown
is. So the Triple Crown is most touchdowns, most receptions, and most yards in a season.
Ah. And we standing on that. And, stamp. And if he don't get it, I'll stop eating McDonald's.
He got a whole new line. You know he going to get it this year. It won't be not now game. My boy, he hit nine times this year and fall down. It won't happen. It will not happen this year.
Talk to me.
Well, my goal?
Yeah, your personal goals. I know you had your team goals, you know, team game, blah, 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 all the shit they always talk about. But your personal goals for this upcoming season, top what you did last year.
Man, I ain't going to lie. I think my average like 9.5 or something like that. A catch. I'm way more. You feel me? I gotta show some yak. I gotta be a yak crazy out there. Like they had like 9 point something. So that's definitely something that I know I got and something that I gotta show. I ain't gonna talk too much about it. I just gotta go out there and show it.
How much do you think you could learn from Tyreek Hill in terms of that run after catch? Because that's his specialty.
Man, I think I'm gonna learn a lot. I think I can learn so much. He been in the league, well, he's going on 7 years, had tremendous success. I think he's 6-time Pro Bowls, like being in the Pro Bowl every year. I learned a lot from him. I know he's gonna be like willing to teach it. So, I mean, you can soak up all that game.
Good part is he's gonna get the double team. You're gonna be one-on-one.
Yo, this is Brandon Marshall here to talk to you about some of my favorite things to eat. The carb fear is real, but carb-heavy foods are often the ones we love the most. Hero Bread makes those same delicious favorites free of consequences or compromises. They've remade carby, empty-calorie bread products into fluffy, delicious versions that include no net carbs, 0 grams sugar, and fewer calories, plus protein and fiber, the soft, fluffy experience you love when enjoying a refreshing BLT, savory breakfast burrito, or mouth-watering cheeseburger. Something for every craving, including sliced bread, loaves, buns, and tortillas. And they have monthly small batch drops of indulgent favorites like the 2-gram net zero hero croissant or the 1-gram net carb hero cheddar biscuit. Don't give up being a breadhead. Hero Bread is offering 10% off your order. Go to hero.co and use code athlete at checkout. That's athlete at hero, hero.co. With the Wells Fargo Active Cash Credit Card, you can earn unlimited 2% cash rewards on purchases you want and need. That means you earn 2% cash rewards on what you want, like season tickets to watch your favorite team, and 2% cash rewards on what you need, like paying for parking. The Active Cash Credit Card is ready when you are. With unlimited 2% cash rewards, the Wells Fargo Active Cash Credit Card, that's real life ready. Terms apply. Learn more at wellsfargo.com/active. Cash.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
So you should have a field. Hey Jay, so Joe vouched for you last year. Is there anybody that you want to vouch for? It worked. It's been working. So might as well let you pick who we pick in the draft. Maybe it might work.
Let me pick. Let Joe pick.
All right,
let him keep picking. I'm gonna stay on my side.
I thought that was pretty good. Joe picked a great pick.
Has he always had that kind of swag?
Yeah, he always been like that. Besides when I first met him, he just was laid back trying to watch everybody. But once you get to know him, he cool. You know what I'm saying? He real cool. You know what I'm saying? He fit in almost like damn near us. He fit in for real. So he cool. I like him.
Do you think that's what makes him relatable to a lot of the players?
I feel like that's easier to relate to him. You know what I'm saying? He don't express himself a lot, but, you know, he showed no emotion. So, you know what I'm saying? everything he do just laid out straightforward. You know what I'm saying? That's what you want.
What y'all got going on off the field, man?
Me?
Business in Denver, or are we just focusing on football right now?
I routed Chad up yesterday.
Routed who?
Routed you up.
Routed who?
You. They said, my homeboy said he got the footage.
Yeah,
so that'd be coming
out. I hope you do got it. We were just mirroring and shadowing.
That'd be coming out. You told me get a route from the quarterback.
And you ran a slant.
And where was you?
Yeah, but I was playing 3 yards off.
That's your fault.
No, not really. Listen, the backer, he dropped in the zone. We ran a stunt in a D tackle. That's a pick. I'm going out of the way.
You said you would have tackled me and all this.
Do me a favor. We did goal line. Let me know when you want the open field.
You got us at the end of the workout.
That's what I want.
The open field? When y'all back out there?
Whenever you back out there.
You leaving town? Or you here?
I'm here.
So you leaving town?
I'm here.
You training here, right?
Yeah.
All right.
Then you got to catch me when I'm in that earlier so I get a good,
I guess, yeah, you know, I'll let you get right.
Warm up and.
See, the point is, I'm going to let you get right. Warm up, do whatever you got to do. Because all that don't mean nothing. You being warm and me understanding after studying y'all, I done studied you all year. I know every move. I done studied you too. I know every move.
Look.
Who do the Madden ratings?
What that got to do with anything?
Listen to me. Who
so
do the
now
Madden
y'all know
ratings?
Who to complain to.
Wait, who do the Madden ratings?
You do.
So that, therefore, I have to study each and every receiver, every game, it's every route,
good.
Every catch, everything. So the fact that y'all think y'all gonna get open
but
after
listen,
I done studied y'all,
okay.
Like, I treat it like the SAT. I'm not finna fail.
But I just seen you backpedal, so I know what you finna do.
You seen me backpedal?
Yeah, I just seen how you play. You think I came out there to really like go against you? I just wanted to see what you just do.
Okay.
So you had both of them. Who the X?
Who, if they, ooh, you don't do me like that. Don't do me like that.
Huh?
Listen, I think I'm a creative offensive coordinator. And there would be no X. I'm just gonna move everybody around and create mismatches, which I hope McDaniels do with y'all, cause that's, yeah, man. I'm used to about 4x1. I'm sick of. I already went on the women and said we win the AFC East division.
What?
Oh, the Bills fans killing me.
Oh,
they killing me. Oh, you think cause you brought? Now, he ain't about. Listen, they told me Mike McDaniels is a great offensive coordinator. So therefore, his creativity with weapons like that. I mean, we should sweep through the division. I don't care what the Bills defense look like. Oh, we got Josh Allen, and we got two of them. Can I do that? Can I say that?
I don't know.
From
Tua's standpoint, obviously, he's gone through so much in his young career. You've been here for one of the seasons. Coming back from the hip injury, taking over for Ryan Fitzpatrick, starting his second year, you know, I don't even know, coach and Tua not having a close relationship. Now he's got a new coach. What's the start gonna be like for him?
For him?
Yeah.
Man, Tua one of them guys that you just gotta, be around, you gotta know to know his personality. Like, he's very competitive. One thing I said, but I don't wanna talk for him, you know. I want him to talk for himself, but I'm just going to say he's very competitive, and I like him. He one of them guys.
So he's always driven like that?
Always from, I'm talking about coming in the national championship, you know, second half, throwing the game-winning touchdown. Like, not everybody just going in there doing that. Like, got the confidence to go in there and do that in the biggest game of his probably career at that point. So, you know, I think just look at a guy work and you know the guy. For me, that's one of a good friend. So when I hear people say this, that, and the third, I'm like, come on, dog. Like, y'all tripping.
I feel like they're trying to make him the new Baker Mayfield.
Who?
Tua.
Well, he doesn't have that type of persona, though.
No. In terms of.
He don't even talk that much.
So you think they make Baker Mayfield because he talks?
Yeah.
He talk more shit than
you're
anybody.
The you're not supposed. If you talk the way talk, and you got
you
commercials
you
like
back
that,
it up.
You got the you
okay.
Got stand
so
on
you're
you quarterback.
Hey, you so it's stand. So it's the commercial and the talking.
Yes. Now, it came from college. You know, he had the moxie. That's the right word, moxie.
Okay,
he came
that
moxie.
That's why
you know,
Johnny Manziel not in there.
Okay,
he talk. He talked this right on about it there because he wasn't performing.
But my thought is the expectations that they're creating this perception that the Dolphins are now, oh, the Dolphins are just ready to win. It's just on the quarterback. I don't necessarily agree with that.
You don't think so?
No, because he's a young quarterback. He's in his He's going into his third year, came off of...
He got a lot of tools around him now, though.
Yeah. I mean, so you think the tools create that expectation?
I'm saying we got a young quarterback, too. He used to winning.
Huh?
The tools make your job easier.
The proof is in the pudding. He used to winning.
That's true.
SEC, national championship.
Didn't win it. Nobody won higher level.
National championship. Sound like something in the pudding. I don't know. I'm just saying. It sound like something is in there. These guys who are used to winning, first quarterbacks, come in and win. They have a different mentality than a guy that's going to Boise State. It's just a whole different ball game mentally.
And he's Samoan, too.
What that got to do with anything?
He's a fucking warrior.
Hey, I forgot to ask you this question right here. I had heard a little rumor like you almost left LSU because they was trying to switch your position.
Nah, that was before I got the offer. That's when Les Miles was there.
So what happened with that?
We was at a camp. I went there for a camp. So I was constantly going out to the camps trying to get the offer, killing them at receiver, basically doing everything. So I go up to Les Miles' office. He hit me with the, I think you're a good receiver, but I feel like, you know, you could be good in another position, like cornerback or something. I'm like, nah, I ain't never backpedaled there in my life. Like, that ain't gonna work out. Like, I ain't even got an offer in that. Like, no film. Like, I'm not even about to try this out. That's not making no sense. So I had at least 8 to 16 offers at the time. So I wasn't even about to let him switch my mind up on what I was doing. I just wasn't trying to play that. Nah, I just not trying to play cornerback. That's not it. That's not a good position at all.
So you growing up, you just knew you were gonna be that receiver.
Nah, growing up, I played running back majority of my life.
That's where it came from.
I played running back all my life until eighth grade. I got recruited by Archbishop Rummel. One of the coaches came to my championship game. This is my first time making it to a championship game in middle school. Had about 3 touchdowns, damn near 150 yards. Led them all the way to the championship, and then that's when I started playing receiver. So that year, in the middle of the season, they moved me to receiver. And I just fit in perfectly right there. And that's when I'm thinking I'm gonna stay there.
Great business decision.
Yeah, great business. You ever holler back at coach like, coach, how'd it panned out with his as far as staying at wide receiver? I bet you.
I ain't hit him up in a minute, you know what I'm saying? But I think he's sick now. So, you know, shout out Coach Gary. You know, he real cool dude. Old dude too, you know what I'm saying? He's not even at Roma no more. But you know what I'm saying? Everybody that was there, they looked out after me, you know what I'm saying? So it worked out perfect when I went to Rummel, to be honest.
What's next for you guys in terms of careers, off the field achievements? Like, what wisdom do you hope to gain from your interactions with guys at House of Athletes, talking to Chad, getting, you know, covered by Chad, obviously?
Locked up.
I'm gonna let that slide. I ain't even gonna keep it. We're gonna keep it pushing.
What do you hope to learn about yourselves and about the NFL?
You know what I'm saying, as I'm going through this process, I'm still becoming a man myself. You know what I'm saying? I'm 22, like I said. I'm still going through adversity. You know what I'm saying? This is still the beginning. You know what I'm saying? I haven't even made it to a second contract, to be honest. So, like, I just want to grow. You know what I'm saying? Get more smarter in the game. You know, and outside of football, you know, business wise. I'm gonna start myself a sock business, you know what I'm saying? I'm an athlete, so if you're an athlete, you know you lose socks. Like, that's a fact. That's 100% a fact. If you're an athlete and you're a football player, you lose socks 24/7. They got holes in them, you don't know how. Real talk. So I'm gonna do me a little sock business. So I think that's something that's gonna blow up with ease. You know what I'm saying? Clothing brand. I already got some stuff coming out. So just, you know, trying to be myself, you know, and be creative at the same time.
Hey, you, Jalen?
Yeah, me, the NFL, I mean, I'm just going to learn as it come. You know, I feel like first year, you only could know so much. So you got to learn as you kind of like go through it. But business-wise, I was actually just in here probably like less than a month ago. Dolphins had a business combine, and Brandon came and spoke to us and let us walk through and showed us how all this worked. How I love it. So just gaining more knowledge of like business, how to run a business, how he keep his business going, like how important, you know, the simple things is. He was talking about, you know, communication and how everybody here is just a family. So
I mean, just learning little stuff like that until I finally realized what I really want to invest in. And then when I do invest in something, I know exactly how I want to structure it and how I want it to run.
Have y'all had problems with people coming out the blue? Obviously, after the success, after getting drafted, having the season you had, have you had a problem telling people no that haven't been around?
Hell yeah. I wouldn't say just not the people around, because the people that's not around, they only see you when you know what I'm saying, shining for real, you know what I'm saying? So it's the ones closest to you, I feel like. You want to make sure everybody's straight, you know what I'm saying? Your first time you're getting this much money, you're trying to make sure mom's good, pops, cousins, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. People you really, really, truly love. So just finally having the opportunity to tell my people no, it was, you know what I'm saying? It was a little different, you know what I'm saying? We cool, it wasn't like no big thing, but
right.
I definitely seen like something happen for sure. But I hope it don't happen again, but definitely like made me notice and like my life changing for real.
Right, yeah.
Oh yeah, they tried.
You had a problem yet?
I ain't gonna lie, like, cause my circle, like, it's real small, like, so, I mean, I help out when I can and I feel like it's reasonable. I don't just give people what's called it, they in need or really need something. I feel like, and I can help, it's done, but you ain't just about to eat off me.
Right, okay.
That's not.
Okay. That's not hard, especially when it comes to family, because family will bleed you. Family will bleed you.
Yeah.
It bleeds you.
That's the ones you love the most, the ones you want to talk to when you're going through shit.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah, because them 2,000-3,000 add up. 2,000-3,000 that week.
Yeah.
3,000-4,000 that week. Oh, you know, the 4,000-5,000. Yeah, 12,000 for the month.
And what advice would you give them to curtail all that?
It's hard to say no, but you know, I had literally everything taken away from me. So I got a chance to see where everybody's motive was, you get what I'm saying? And nobody thought that I was gonna get back to where I was gonna get back to, because they thought, oh, he going to jail soon, you know what I mean? Da-da, this soon, this and that, but I had a chance to sit back and see who was there when, you know what I mean, you're in that black alley, you only got, you know what I mean, one person you can count on or call on, and then you be like, God damn, I ain't even really need that, but just to talk to your mother,
right.
You know what I mean? And that was the changing point for me, when I ain't even have the same motherfuckers who I was busting my ass for, helping out here and there, anything they want, I can't even get a phone call from them. You know what I mean? When it was hard times. Not far as financially, I'm just saying mentally, you know what I mean? So
somebody to talk to.
I learned that flipped my whole mindset of how I handled a lot of things toward the back of my career, you know what I mean? And I was blessed to make a pretty good amount of money at the end of my career, so. But it was hard saying no. It was hard. Mm. It was hard.
Well, the food's ready, so let's bring it out. Break some bread.
How y'all doing? How you doing?
What we got for today?
How we doing? So today we got a little egg roll mix up. Y'all like Philly cheesesteaks? We got a Philly cheesesteak egg roll, pretty much what we got. Some of that yum-yum sauce on the side.
Okay.
Just a little bit of it. Excellent. Take a bite, let me know how it is. True. Hey, real quick, y'all married?
Yes, I am.
Real quick, did Will Smith go too far?
Oh, hell no.
Huh?
Hey, look, bro, my wife off limit. Y'all been out saying
that. Should he have lined up like that?
But he could have did it in a different way.
Got it.
I just think he was to the boiling point where he just couldn't take no more. Like, man, I've been letting y'all talk about it every time now.
Yeah, I think he reached his point in there, and that was it for him. Real quick, Ocho, I got a question for you real quick.
What's happening, baby?
Hey, what happened the other day?
With what?
I think you kind of proved the Z and the X question. I saw the thing online. Like, B kind of looked like he was doing his thing, bro. What happened?
He went 2 for 5.
He went 2 for 5?
Yeah, that's bad.
It kind of looked like 6 for 8.
Nah, we went
a little bit. Well, we got the highlight part.
Yeah, he only caught 2 balls. Bad, that's
bad,
it.
Bad.
So that's why I'm the X.
Okay, I'm just making sure, because I don't really know football like that, but he's kind of looking like the X that day.
Nah, it just looked like that because of his size.
That's true. That's true. It's the angles, right?
Yeah. Bigger than your smart car. Damn. I was like, damn.
huge, ain't he?
He's always been huge. If you could give advice to two guys who just are on top of the world from a rookie season about anything, life, love, business, how to learn from pros, what advice would you pass on to them?
Love, don't worry about it, it'll be there.
Yeah, don't worry about it.
Hold on. Say that again.
Love, don't worry about it right now, it'll be there.
Love will be there.
Love will be there. To reach the pinnacle of greatness and consistency that they've done so far, you can't do that with someone on your right hand side.
But what's supposed you need? Chad. Hold on, what's supposed you need? What's supposed you need somebody to hold
you
up?
True, Chad.
And
you can't juggle. In order to be great at this shit, you gotta submerge yourself in your craft 24/7.
That don't mean you don't have to have a woman.
You don't need that.
You're speaking for yourself.
22. What you need? How old are you?
Well, yeah, 22. Yeah, y'all got it. They got some time to enjoy themselves.
They're right. You're right. You don't
need that. 22. I was enjoying myself.
Cool, they gonna be there.
Yeah,
they need a woman now.
Yeah, they need a woman. But at 22, they need to enjoy themselves. The man that been working his whole life. He just told you.
So you
the first time he done had how long? How long you been playing ball?
Shoot,
I've been playing football since I was what, 3?
Man, this is the first time you really get to enjoy yourself if you think about it as an athlete. Because guess what? In college, you don't get no off time.
At all.
In high school, you don't get no off time. You playing AAU basketball or doing something in the summer.
7-on-7.
Yeah. And really, like the first, my first rookie, I'll never forget. I was like, God damn, I got so much time.
Hey, think about this, right? Success. The two richest men in the world, right?
Mm-hmm.
They was married, wasn't they?
Yeah, and they got divorced.
They got divorced, right?
Yeah.
You know why? Can in order to sustain that type of success, all your energy has to go into what?
The business?
Exactly. So why would they end up, it'd be the same reason. The time that a woman needs, especially at this time in their career.
So, what are you saying about yourself?
Me?
You got a girl.
I'm retired. I ain't got shit to do.
Well, I'm saying you're still working. Who? I'm saying you're building an empire. You're doing something. Are you saying afterwards or just right now when they're
right
young?
Right now. It's too early.
Yeah. I agree with that.
Yeah. I ain't doing it.
Yeah, right now. Yeah, they don't supposed to be 21, 22, 23, 24, 25, 26. Yeah, I mean, how do y'all know?
That's my thing. How do y'all know
that? You married?
Mm-mm.
You got a girl?
Nah.
You got a girl?
Nah, I'm chilling.
See what I mean?
Enjoy yourself.
Perfect.
They perfect.
They can just focus on their craft and getting better. And
every day.
Y'all find a way to get open on me. That's it.
I'm 1-0.
I'm looking right at you. Yeah.
I'm 1-0.
Yeah. Yeah.
Hey, speaking of dives, y'all know Chad never had a dive. Me either, really. But he is really bad.
Yes.
He is really bad.
You eat McDonald's?
And he loves this place called McDonald's.
Yes.
And he eat it all day, every day, before the game, after the game. What's y'all resume like? You got dive? No dive? What's up?
I eat breakfast a lot.
Let's go.
Yeah.
Okay. I ain't gonna say I eat the worst, but I don't eat bad, especially during the season.
I ain't got no diet. I eat how I want, man.
See? People at home listening.
When you work hard, man, that body gonna come,
yeah,
bro.
Yeah, man. Either you got it or you don't. You heard with Brandon.
Do you got something you eat, a ritual before the games or anything?
Just music, probably. A couple songs.
What you listen to? What's on the playlist?
Young Boy.
Nah, I don't be bumping YB that hard. I be listening to Kodak, Lil Baby, Nino Calvin, little dude from the city, local, Rifle 9, you know what I'm saying? So I got a plain little playlist. I don't listen to too much music. I be asking people for music.
What about you, Jay?
I just be vibing. I don't really eat before the game. I ain't gonna lie.
No superstitions, like certain socks, certain girdle, like none of that. Like, I gotta wear these gloves, I gotta wear these socks.
As long as I listen to one song, I'm straight.
What song?
Straight Bars by Kodak.
Oh, okay.
I just need one song and I'm good. I'm out the door. I'm straight.
I do gotta make sure I'm looking right, though.
Yeah.
I got to.
Of course.
When y'all were growing up, who was the biggest college player that y'all could remember?
I'm gonna let you go first. I gotta think about that.
Damn. College, no. Like growing.
I don't think they were
Cam
young.
Was,
they
were Cam Newton.
Cam was. I know.
Was that Cam
Reggie
senior
was
year
different.
At Auburn?
Mm-hmm. That's when he was doing a lot of the Superman back then. So
Reggie was different.
Reggie who?
Bush, in college.
Yeah.
As far as college,
Reggie was the biggest. Probably.
Vince. I'm from Houston, so. Okay.
Vince.
V-Wawa.
V-Wawa was the man in college. Y'all like the transportal thing? What do y'all think about the transport?
I feel like it even, because I went to Alabama, and coaches in and out there every year for a better job. So I feel like it even, but I do feel like.
You don't think it take away from?
It's from where you look at it. What's the point? It'd be really good players, especially where I went to school at. It'd be really good players. Look at Mac Jones.
Yeah.
Not everybody gonna have that Mac Jones story of sitting 3-4 years and being the first round pick.
Yeah.
If you transferring because you don't wanna compete, then that's different than someone that actually need to transfer for a good reason. You know what I mean? You just ducking. Because when you get to the NFL, you can't duck.
I ain't no ducking.
Everybody is them.
Yeah.
And came from the school and then they real good. So it's going to catch up to them. Anyway, I feel like reasoning, though.
What's the main reason most of the kids hit the portal anyway? Basically because they don't want to compete or they have somebody else that's starting in front of them? Probably?
Most likely.
Probably.
I feel like it is. Yeah,
probably.
Playing time. Or just not the play right time. Situation.
It's most, but you got some guys that are playing, though. But you got some guys are playing. That's getting playing time.
I don't, I don't understand that.
If they doing that's most likely some off the field of the coaches, though. You know what I'm saying?
That's
something
we
don't
know
about.
I mean, and that's the thing. A lot of the stuff that y'all go through, people don't talk about it. They don't see.
Exactly.
And it's hidden. And if a coach is abusing you, or you know, talking that talk behind your back, why do you want to stay there and play for him?
I just don't, because a coach can just up and leave, you know? And he could have been recruited you. That'd be one of the main reasons you went. He just up and leave. He got a better job and somewhere and then you just stuck there with new coach. New,
so you think it's fair because it gives you the same right as the coach?
To a certain extent. I say the reasoning. If your reason for something crazy, I feel like you shouldn't have went to that school in the first place. But if you got good reasoning behind and you really like, then I feel like you should have a option to, because you only get what, five years in college? Like, once in 5 years done, things go by quick. You might not get that opportunity where it's like less than 1% make it.
Right,
you gotta take them 5 years serious. So if you think,
I mean, but not everybody's gonna make it to the league, though. That's,
you can't tell everybody that.
You need to tell everybody that.
Especially not in Alabama. Yeah.
You can't crush their dreams like that.
I'm not trying to crush the dream, but
that's crushing the dream. I think everybody at the top five power schools have a good chance of making it, no matter what, just because of based on where they go to school, the opportunity in the door is gonna present itself and it's gonna be open. Now, what you do once you get in that mob?
That's on you.
Right. Question. I just want to know, did your girl, why you cut your hair? Your girlfriend didn't make you cut your hair, did she?
Man, I ain't going to lie. I been saying I was going to cut my hair for a little minute, like 2-3 years. Like, I went to work out. It was hot.
Hot.
I went and had a haircut appointment.
You let it go, huh?
Let it go.
Your mom had no reaction?
She was shocked.
I told him I cut my hair. I walked in the door. My mom started literally crying. I'm like, what is wrong with you? She's like, why did you do that? And she booed, cried. I started growing my hair back out in like 3 months. I felt so bad. Like,
how long you had them before you cut them?
Since my junior year, maybe senior year in high school.
All my dreadhead friends and stuff, they look at me different now.
Yeah.
Like, they look at me different, I'm telling you.
Question. LSU, yep. Who's your top five receivers?
Everybody know the little four. Me, Jets, Odell, Jarvis. So if I knew the fit one, I'd tell you. But I don't know five because I don't really be knowing a lot of
big receivers
that came out.
Dwayne Bowe in there?
Debo went there? Debo went there? Yes, he went to
LSU. Top five.
Alabama. That's too many receivers.
You gotta go. Give me five.
Gotta go Julio. Julio was crazy. I feel like he really started that like pop line, like for real. C. Reed was different.
Cool.
Josh Reed, okay.
Smitty won Heisman, so we gotta throw him up there.
Yeah. Yourself.
I'm keeping me out of it. Right, I'm gonna go Jerry Jeudy. He was different.
Jew.
I'm gonna go Jew.
Damn, y'all is stacked that receiver.
That's a good one. Ooh, that's a good list.
With Tyreek Hill coming, obviously we talked about the things that he could teach you in terms of run after catch, but how potent do you think that the offense can be potentially?
I feel like it's gonna be different. Like, I ain't gonna sit up here and try to, you know, convince the world what's called, because obviously we gotta work to get that stamp of being one of them, you know, high power offense. But I feel like with who we got, if we put it together, you know, we should be all right. We just gotta work.
That AFC is stacked, man.
AFC tough. Just the quarterback play alone.
AFC North and East is stacked.
He talk about quarterbacks.
Quarterback wise, they stacked.
What you think? Not Deshaun, Lamar,
right?
Joe Burrow,
mm-hmm.
And up in the air over in Pittsburgh. No disrespect.
I mean, but Pittsburgh is consistently a winner no matter what. So they're still.
I bet you they won't be the next 4 years.
they ain't got no quarterback at the helm. I mean.
Come on, Ben Roethlisberger has been done for 2-3 years.
No, it was just his first bad year last year.
That's how you really think like?
Ben was done a year ago. Come on.
You think so? Why, because he's not mobile? He's never been mobile.
I know he's never been mobile, but what difference was he making?
Now this year I can see that.
Yeah, this year was I think it's the second half of the year he kind of the bottom fell out.
Yeah. Yeah.
No, you disagree?
No, you're right. Well, maybe Mitchell Trubisky, if I'm not mistaken.
I like Mitch.
Is he the answer? Long term?
No. But I think he's taking the team to the playoffs. How many quarterbacks can say they've taken a team to the playoffs?
I mean, he's not going to do it in the AFC North. Not anytime soon.
That's a tough division. That's by far, in my mind, the toughest division in football. It's always been the toughest division in football.
Not really, being that the Bengals really run the AFC North, honestly.
Bengals definitely run the AFC North.
The Bengals run the AFC North.
Yeah. Since when?
I mean, since last year? No, and some years before that too.
Okay, yeah. I mean, I'm not arguing with you. They came out the AFC. Like, but outside of you, how many people predicted they would win the championship, get to the Super Bowl?
And I said that way in August.
I know you did.
I ain't said till September. I got it written down, like week 6.
They got hot. They peaked. They hit it at the right time.
The right time.
And that's what you really have to do.
But now, though, we got a line. We're going to be peaking early this year.
I had the Dolphins. You are a Dolphins beat reporter. I said that. The Dolphins winning the AFC East. Everybody jumped on my head. Your thoughts?
They hired the right coach who will build the right system for Tua. I've always been a fan of that Mike Shanahan, wide zone, play action. You know, remember Jake Plummer? See, people, you see that face? That's the face that, for people who remember Jake Plummer, athletic, mobile.
I remember Jake Plummer.
Jake Plummer was no slouch.
He wasn't out of slouch.
And you didn't have to have unbelievable skill level to be an efficient quarterback in that offense. If you can run with power, if you run with efficiency, it'll open up the field for guys like with speed, and you have a quarterback who can facilitate all that, you win the money.
So basically with everything you just said, they're winning the AFC East because you just said everything you need. You have a quarterback that can facilitate. Mm-hmm. You have a running back that can open it up for the receivers. Mm-hmm. And we got speed.
And
so
they got
basically, we winning the AFC
too.
East. It's okay. Go on the record and say it.
No, Josh Allen, that dude, bro. Josh Allen. You do realize.
I know who Josh Allen is.
Okay. He's that young dude. And no disrespect, but they haven't even touched the Bills in 2 years. Like, come close.
We seen a little dog fight that second game?
In the second half.
We seen a little dog fight.
Hey, man, don't worry about it. You heard what that boy said. Help coming. Help is on the way. It's going to be a different kind of game with him down there with y'all, because he going to open up a lot. He going to demand too high. So the run game going to be different. You're going to be single backside. It's going to be a whole lot different.
You talk trash on the field?
I'll be turned.
Yeah.
Nuh-uh.
I be turnt.
Nuh-uh. I don't believe it.
I talk a little bit.
Sometimes.
I try to start first though.
It's not like college. Like, it's not like they ain't really about to bump with you like that.
He was the king of talking.
It's a mind game. You see how it was yesterday? Just talking constantly. I would do that all game, the whole game. TV timeout, I go in they huddle and keep talking. If I can get you to answer back, just a little bit. I just need, if I can get that little edge mentally, I know I got you. Once I get them talking, boom, I won. Then I know I'm gonna be able to dominate the rest. If I could just get it, you gotta try that shit one time. Just try one game. Try it in the preseason. Just in the preseason.
We had a whole presentation on, I know y'all had it too. What's the, they ain't playing with the taunting. Like, they finding.
Yeah, I saw
that. Get you out of there.
Hold on. So, what, y'all can't talk trash?
You really can't show, like, if I catch a ball
and look at him like,
oh, yeah, you getting that.
Yeah.
Different problem.
I forgot all about that. Yeah. My bad. Okay, never mind. Scratch that. In honor of Brandon not being here, we're going to keep the tradition of tea time going with Jalen Waddle and Ja'Marr Chase.
Gentlemen, first question, tea time. Who is your celebrity crush?
I can't say mine because she with someone.
She with, okay, so that's a little bit of respect.
Not
though.
Really, no, you can say.
Jalen, I got a question. I heard you had a crush on Miley Cyrus.
That's very true.
Did you shoot your shot?
I didn't. I ain't gonna lie. I like that old Miley. Now she.
Yeah. Somebody skipped
that
over.
Hannah Montana.
Miley. Somebody skipped over.
Huh? What's good?
Your crush. Saweetie.
Ain't no celeb. Nah, ain't no sister. No.
No.
Nah, that's the dog name though. That's cute. Nah, her. She can't go. Probably Lauren London out of anybody. Younger Lauren London. You know what I'm saying?
You fishing? Or you shooting your shot in the DMs?
I'll slide in. I ain't gonna count. I'll go in there. I ain't got nothing to hide. I'll go shoot me. I ain't tripping.
I'm shooting my shot for sure.
Yeah.
We got some shooters. Might as well.
In college, you actually said that you thought Mac Jones was.
I knew this was coming.
Really?
I knew this was coming.
Nah, I always defended you by saying that's what you gotta say.
Right.
Cause you coming out with him and that's what right.
But I had to put my tee down. I look at it like, all right, Tua's already been drafted. If I can say something to help someone get to where Tua at, why wouldn't I say it if Tua already? They was killing me about that.
You know what drove me crazy about you? When you were selected, you literally did this. You got drafted, your whole family trying to celebrate with you, and you just like.
What people fail to realize is like, it's a production. So I knew, but the clock still goes on. Like, even though I knew, so I already hugged everybody, celebrated. I went over to Pat's section, celebrate with his family. So they like, hey, just sit back down. We want to get you when they say a name on the board.
Okay.
You know, so. Call my name.
Right.
We already didn't celebrate. I'm talking about it was more than enough time. Like, I don't think you hit the stage yet. Like, you think you still celebrate with your family. I already got the call. Like, so I'm like, I'm get on. It's a good day.
But
I go back to the hotel. I'm trending on Twitter. Like, number one, they killing me. they like, if y'all not getting it was a person, and then they had
tea time, five routes in open field.
Ooh,
20 out of 50.
Let's knock it down.
Five apiece. How many you catching out of five with me and Bump and Run? I want you to be realistic.
In open field.
In open field.
Who our quarterback like?
Quarterback don't matter because I'm covering you. Honestly, I want you to look in my face so you see how serious I am. Five routes. Under 20 yards, don't go deep.
I'm not gonna go deep.
Yeah, what? I'm not running down there. Don't go deep.
That's
I ain't running
cheating.
Down there. Not really. There's a thousand million
I'm
other routes you can
I'm a deep threat receiver.
Five routes. How many you catching? Be honest with yourself.
Be honest. I want you to be honest with yourself.
After seeing me out there, how many you catching? Bob. Oh, you feel like that?
Five. For sure.
We had to fight to get a meal. Yeah, wrongfully accused. We had to fight to get the pills. That's why we right to get a deal. He on the team, he gotta eat, you know. Despite your skills, facts. Keep it riding for the fam. You gotta light the wicked wheel straight up. But in the past bag, work up in the trash bag. I'll pass a lie to take the test before I pass class. Yeah. And my family needed bread. I had to come correct. That's why I keep airing it out like I just passed gas.
Dietz and Watson's been making meats and cheeses the right way since forever. What's that mean? It means never cutting corners, ever. It means cooking, not processing. It means our Virginia brand ham that's cooked to perfection, then twice baked to layer the flavors. It takes more time, but you can taste the difference. We come to work every day to do it the right way, even if it's the hard way. Because if it's not right for us, it's not right for you. Dietz and Watson, it's a family thing since 1939.
With threats to our nation waiting around every corner, adaptability is more important than ever. When conditions change without notice, quick strategic thinking is crucial. And with obstacles consistently impending, determination is essential in overcoming them. It's this willingness, decisiveness, and resilience that sets Marines apart. With our fighting spirit, we don't just fight battles, we win them. Marines are the constant our nation counts on to fight the unknown. And through adaptable problem solving, we do just that. Learn more at marines.com.